Joining us now, this man needs no introduction in Chicago or the nation, maybe even the world, Bill Curtis, who you know him and you love him from his work on television, but he's now also a founding board member of Green City Market. And we were talking about this a little bit yesterday on the radio, that farmers markets are a really important part of the farming economy here in the upper Midwest, certainly in our sort of quad state region here between Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. And there are dozens of farmers markets throughout the Chicago metropolitan area, and now, obviously, we can't go to them. You have a solution.
I do. Green City Market, about 28 farmers on their website will take your calls and orders for everything that you usually buy at the farmers market. There are two options. One, they'll go to a place in the city where you can pick it up. Or two, they will deliver to your house.
Wow.
It's kind of unbelievable. So if you like organics and homegrown mushrooms and vegetables, make you hungry here around dinner time.
That's the one thing that is getting harder and harder to find in the grocery stores. And people can go to Walmart and Target and places like that. And they've done a pretty good job over the last number of years of getting like fresh greens and things like that in. But if you want the stuff that you love to get at the farmers markets, this is a perfect alternative. And you also know that it's relatively fresh. It's coming, you know, directly from these farmers. Some of these farmers are also not just growing outside, right? Aren't these some of these farmers hydroponic?
They are. And in the hoops. A little hoop Quonset hut-looking places. So they're growing through the winter. They have these vegetables and fruits to stock, and they're interested in the demand, if this is successful, on what to plant, because we're coming up to the planting season. And so they all kind of got together and said, let's create our own website at greencitymarket.org. And who knows? Maybe this is the future.
I went to that site yesterday. I actually ordered a bunch of stuff from
there.
Yes,
wonderful.
I did. Yeah, because for one moment, I didn't have to go to the store. I didn't have to worry about being breathed on or breathing on somebody. There's just a great feeling that comes over you when you're doing it, because you almost feel like you're in the market and you can sort of see and sense and smell. And the prices are really reasonable.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. And then you can, if you have kids, you can say, darling, this is a farmer and what a farmer looks like.
When the guy shows up at your house, this is, all right, honey, this is your farmer. Yeah. It's crazy, man. I mean, it's a great, great, great idea, especially in a moment like this. And Bill Curtis, shouldn't we stop and think for a moment? Just imagine strolling through a farmer's market sometime later this summer and everybody's back to normal. I mean, that's kind of the dream, isn't it?
It is the dream. You're outside, you're making the selections yourself, but you're looking in the eyes of the people who actually have put their hands in the dirt and are growing it themselves. That's the kind of the point, and also why people love the farmers markets and support them.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
You know, this is entrepreneurs, you know, to the max.
And you can talk to these. And you can talk to these people, because it is really interesting. You know, for a city kid, it's fascinating to talk to these farmers, because they'll tell me things, you think that, you know, whoever is talking to them is not necessarily used to this sort of thing. You grew up, you know, out in rural America in Kansas. Me, I grew up on concrete streets here in the mean streets of Streeterville, Bill. So you know how that goes. There's such an interesting art to what they do, and they can tell you about the different variations of whether it's tomatoes or onions or whatever it is that you're getting from them. The meat supply is excellent as well. So,
here's one thing that could be an extra that they're thinking about in an app. We have 28 of those farmers listed on the website. You can choose from each one, and they will get together, designate a designated driver, and he will deliver all those selections. Instead of having to, I want maple syrup here and cookies here and the vegetables here, and doing it one by one. So this thing is growing already. Look for a farmer coming to your neighborhood.
I don't wear straw hats anymore, Bill. I just want to let you know this is not exactly anti-M time. Can I just talk about the future here with you? Because as a long time journalist, you've covered everything. You've traveled all over the world to cover natural disasters or wars, we find ourselves in a war footing. We're both too young to remember World War II directly, but this feels very much like what our parents described to us.
Yes. I think it's a warm-up. Now, we're going to get through this, and we'll have a vaccine ultimately, and I see it as a warm-up for global warming, and we'll see that behavior can change. Look at how we have changed our lives already. And but that's coming, and that's down 5 years in advance. The future is upon us. It's not at the turn of the century. It is here, so we better get used to it.
I'm actually gratified, surprised in a positive way, by the way that people are coming together here. And we've been so torn apart by our politics and the way that our media now segments specific audiences and silos them and turns them against each other. And the politicians are taking advantage of that. They know that, and they use those instruments to do it. And this is a moment that breaks all of those cylinders.
All of them. I'm glued to the television set to try and keep up with the latest statistics, and it's interesting to see the conflict. So here we have the administration saying we have all these thousands on the way and they're almost there, and the emergency person in Elmhurst Hospital in New York says we don't see them and we got people dying. Well, there's your instant communication, which is pretty clear. They've got the epicenter there in the big city, and it's seems to attack these urban areas like ours. Now the mayor has closed with some anger the lakefront, Millennium Park, Riverwalk, just to emphasize you can't get together because that's how it's spread. And we don't want to be overwhelmed in our hospital.
The hospital administrators are very concerned about what's going to happen, because in rural or small city areas throughout the United States, they have an even worse percentage of hospital beds, ICU beds, to the greater population. That is really scaring them. And there's so many people in that population right now who think that this is not a big deal, that this is just going to pass over them. It's
well,
not.
Yeah. If you look at Kansas, my home state, they have 50 reported cases, actually between 50 and 100, and one dead. So as far as they're concerned, hey, it's not our problem. Come on out here and vacation. But it will get there in the waves. And in the rural areas, many of the states failed to take the extension of the Obamacare. So there are hospitals that have closed. In my hometown area of southeast Kansas, they don't have a hospital. And it's 45 minutes away in Oklahoma. So if you have a serious break or disease, you have to drive that far, or to Wichita, 125 miles. That's the kind of the dirty little laundry that we have out there. They're trying to provide care on the clinics for the rural areas. And we really haven't tapped into that with our stories. It's scary. And if this thing gets as bad as they say it will, look out.
Does give you a sense, though, of hope in humanity and the way that people have bonded together, the way that people are volunteering to do things. And obviously, people want to stay busy. They want the economy to come back. That's a very scary thing, what that's going to look like on the other side, especially after we just spent $2 trillion to try to stabilize the economy for the next, essentially, month and a half. And yes, if we get past that, I mean, it's God knows what will happen. But I do love the fact that most of us are putting down the lances and trying to get together and trying to help each other through this.
I do, too. I wish there were a way when just marshaling human beings, everybody wants to help. But you can't, because you need a ventilator. You need to keep someone breathing. And it's the bottleneck. So there's a helpless feeling that I think everybody kind of is gripped with. Here's what you do. You stay in your house and do nothing and don't meet anybody and don't touch anybody. So we turn to things like the farmer's market, the Green City Market.
Nice. You worked it right back there. I was going to make a pithy point about this being a very lonely time in American history, and you took it right back to greencitymarket.org. That is, I'm telling you, man, though, I went there yesterday. I bought a bunch of stuff. Greencitymarket.org, it is a farmer's market on the internet. It's the same farmers who you would see at your farmer's markets throughout the summer, and they're getting together and they want to still ship the stuff to you. You can either go to a pickup location or they can come to you. So greencitymarket.org. Go there. It's totally worth it. Bill Curtis, thank you very much.
Thank you, bro.